Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I got a couple of dudes here on the show with us this half hour, folks. It's a father and son routine. How about that? Kelly Riggs and Robbie Riggs. Kelly's the father, and Robbie is the progeny, and Kelly is an award-winning salesperson. He's a speaker, a performance coach, author of more than one book, and co-author of a brand new book with Robbie called Counter Mentor Leadership. And he's new. He's our new friend, Kelly Riggs. Welcome to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. So Robbie is here too, folks. He's the son. He's a high performance leader and dynamic change expert and a teacher and a keynote speaker and co-author of this book, Counter Mentor Leadership. Robbie, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me. Hey, first and foremost, I want to make sure the pops knows. Pops, this is live radio. This isn't recorded, so
yeah.
No rants about kids these days and that kind of stuff, okay? Live radio.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
I suspect Jim will do that for me, actually.
No, you're right. You're right. This is my show. I do the rants and the jokes, so let's get that cleared up.
Perfect.
So, okay.
I like it already.
All right, Kelly. You and I. You and I. You're a boomer, and and so I am too. And so we came up at a time when we showed up and we didn't know where the bathroom was, and we got everything we needed to know. We got from our mentors, from our bosses, and when they said something, we snapped our heels and said, "Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am." And that was the way it was. And that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. That's adorable, yes.
I'm still waiting on my millennial employees to do that for me. What do you think?
Well, I think you're going to be waiting a very long time. You know, it's really interesting because if you're a boomer, everyone relates to that. You know, if you want something done right, you do it yourself. You know, you do what you're told. You pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You walk to school both ways, you know, uphill and in the snow
right,
and all
snow.
That nonsense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, as Robbie likes to always remind me, you know, if the millennials have any challenges or problems or issues that we boomers like to rant about, remember who raised them. It was us that did that. So I guess we're kind of in this.
That's the indictment. There's no question about that. But we are experiencing the most diverse demographic workforce ever, aren't we, right now?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We can have as many as five generations in the workplace, yeah. And so it becomes interesting because the problem is really not that there are different generations. It's that they are just different, you know. And human beings don't do different well. They don't do change well. And that's what keeps Robbie in business all the time. That's his area of expertise is change management.
Well, just like that country song, he ain't wrong. He's just different. Robbie, your dad and I are been here. You're a come here. When you joined the workforce as a millennial, how did it look to you? What did you think? Did you think it was a wilderness, or did you see it as a messy place that you thought you could whip into shape in a couple of months?
Oh, no, it was a wild, wild west, Jim. I mean, the idea of, especially as millennials coming in now, we have this idea that we've seen, you know, the social network. We saw what Mark Zuckerberg did. We hear about these overnight successes. So we're going to get in, and as the Pops loves to remind me, we're going to come show up on flip-flops on Monday. I want to be CEO by Friday. And, of course, he's dead wrong. But millennials want to get in and do something of value. They want to make an impact. They want to do something that hasn't been done before. Remember, Jim, our generation, for whether you're 20 years old at the early part of the generation or 40 years old at the oldest part of the generation, you've been hearing that entire time that the world is ending. We're destroying the planet. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So what do we want to do? we have been conditioned to say we want to make a difference. We want to leave this place better than we got here, and that starts on day one when I start my job.
But you come in thinking you know the answer, and maybe you are not to say that you don't have some, you aren't onto something, but you're wanting to change something that's a paradigm for the older folks. It's a paradigm, meaning it's the way they see the world. You're wanting them to change that in a very short period of time, and without any appearance of thinking that you need to pay dues. That's one thing I think, Robbie, that I've noticed about millennials. They have no concept of paying dues. What do you think?
Well, I think there's some truth to that, but you know, again, it sort of assumes that everything is binary. It's either one or zero. It's either is or is not. And for the really savvy boomer leader, they can have their cake and eat it too. They can sit down and have conversations with highly talented millennials and say, listen, you got a lot to offer, but you still have a lot to learn. And there's a sense of humility that has to be involved in this. So
right.
As a savvy leader, look, what I do is get everything that you have to offer and develop your potential into real performance. But for us to do that, you're going to have to acknowledge that, yeah, we actually have been there and done that. Well, we've made a ton of mistakes along the way, and those mistakes have made us better. So you have a lot to learn from me, but at the same time, for the first time in history, Jim, we actually have a lot to learn from the incoming generation because they have a lot of skills that we boomers don't have.
There's no question about that, Robbie. When I showed up to work, I could work hard. I knew how to work hard. I knew how to take instructions, and I hit the ground running. But I didn't have much technical stuff. The millennials I'm hiring, I'm putting them into a slot. In fact, whenever I've had students, you know, coming to work for me, I pay them minimum wage at least whenever they're doing their internships here. But Robbie, one of the things I want to say, get out real quick, I've said for a long time that the millennial generation is probably the best. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. Your generation is probably the best group of people we've ever raised. But you're a lot different than the rest of us, and that's where there seems to be an issue. Last thoughts before we go to a break, Robbie.
Yeah, that's right. It goes back to that sense of purpose, Jim. You know, we were fortunate enough to be raised by boomers that taught us to care, and as millennials, we are defining respect and caring and loyalty differently than have ever been done before. But we're excited about making our mark, and we really think. Hot take, we really think we can make a difference.
Well, when we come back after the break, I want to talk about mentorship, counter-mentorship, and ownership. One of the ways that I've had some success working with millennials is instilling in them the concept of ownership. And we'll see what the father and son of Kelly and Robbie Riggs have to say about that after the break. It's 20 after. The book is...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.